Hi, my name is Barry Manandi and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina, champions of the world, and the nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
She's on happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport, it's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
I hope you had a good weekend. Somebody certainly had a good weekend. That person is in the shape and form of Honorable Scott Sakupanya because his team Scotland, they delivered the title that they promised since the start of the season. Twindline Delia, the coach of Scotland, delighted after making history to clinch Castlelager Premier Soccer League title.
I'm overexcited. I never thought this would happen, but thank God it has happened.
Meanwhile, the All Blacks recovered from deficit to beat Ireland.
Now Williams. Barrett evades one.
Top shot to McKenzie. Back on the inside for Santini. Oh, what a try.
Take the final score. New Zealand 26, Ireland 13.
And our show is all about redemption, so next would be Liverpool, and their captain Virgil van Dijk hits out at ridiculous takes after the Reds return to winning ways.
And then some of them takes are absolutely ridiculous, but you have to deal with that. It's sort of outside noise that obviously can reach certain players, the group. It's about sticking together.
The team is in the studio. Mike Madura, Chris Meadzi, our producer Sean Tafirinyika. My name is Barry Manandi. Mikey, the highlight of the weekend, obviously a game, All Blacks versus Ireland, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a very attritional game. Very attritional. I thought some of the tactics that were used, it just lent it to a sort of like an arm wrestle. Open up towards the end. And whenever the game opens up, you know that the All Blacks, because of their skill sets, they're always, if you give them space, they're going to hurt you. And unfortunately, I think Ireland were a bit naive in the final 15 minutes.
Right.
Where they thought they could sort of like, you know, play that running rugby that they love so much.
Right.
And they were hurt because of it.
Absolutely hurt as a result. Chris, I don't know where to start with you. I mean, Man United get an equaliser at the end. Aston Villa beaten by Liverpool. Where are we falling today?
I know where you can start with, Chris. The fate of dynamos.
The dynamos, like,
hey, I need everybody to relax. I need everybody to relax. Dynamos is not safe yet.
Yeah, I agree.
The matrix is still in motion. There's still football to be played.
Yes.
So calm down. Okay? They're still going to go down.
Go to England.
England going to go home at this point. Yeah. Times were tough. United doing what a United does. I think whenever we see a United get a lead, it's not long before they lose that lead. Yeah. We know that. And where they do inevitably, at least they caught up. So, you know, thank goodness for that. But Villa...
You know what I like about United? Sorry, in as much as...
What you like about United?
Yes, what I like about United. Just, like, I think it was important that they didn't lose.
Okay.
Just looking at United in isolation.
Right.
It was important they didn't lose.
Sure.
Because then that's almost like, that's a bad result. Because I like the change in psyche now with the Man United players and even the fans.
That we can fight.
Where they'll say, you know what, we drew against Nottingham Forest, that's a bad result. Rewind to 6 months ago or to 8 months ago, that would have been a good result.
Good result, yeah. That
for United.
Result,
but this one felt like a bad result. So it shows me that the expectation at United, it's just lifting, psychologically, I think it's lifting.
Yeah, it certainly is. 0772-168-045. Let us know your thoughts as to all of the sports stories that are coming out of the weekend, because we've got them for you right here on the show. 0772-168-045.
ZFM stereo is untouchable. From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
Our Manic Monday power play there. Selena Gomez, Mike's friend, was telling us how they fell out.
Mike's Facebook friend.
He can't remember how they fell out, meaning that he was the problem.
No. You guys forget. Remember with Facebook, before pages and stuff like that, you could only go mano a mano.
You could go, you had to
mano
be friends.
Mano a mano, you had to be friends.
For you to interact.
And then they introduced pages, because I think the celebs were like, nah, we can't do this thing.
Exactly.
So now you had to follow someone.
Yeah.
And then they gave you their content, but the sort of like the chances of interaction were very limited.
Selena Gomez, our power play in the dark. Who were some of the famous people that you were friends with on Facebook?
Oh, social media.
Let us know.
There was someone in my DM. I won't say his name on air.
Oh.
But very, like a. What can I say? Not even a celebrity, like a big politician.
Government minister.
No, bigger than that.
Okay, we're going to...
Who? The Pope?
No.
We'll be back straight after this commercial break. I'm playing. We're talking about the top tier of domestic football, of course, the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League.
ZFM stereo is untouchable.
Chris, you'd have been really, really rich.
I really would have, right?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be on radio.
We wouldn't be on radio. Nice.
We'd be living large, guys.
Anyway, in a performance of ruthless efficiency and breathtaking flair, Scotland made history to clinch the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League title in their debut top flight season, routing Quique United with a scintillating 5-1 victory at Ascot Stadium yesterday. A brace from Timon Machope and goals from Kama Billiard, Ronald Fumbizai, and teenager Tadiwa Nashe Chakuchichi sealed the title for Mavira Vira. Let's hear from Scotland coach Tondrai Ndiraya.
I'm overexcited. I never thought this would happen, but thank God it has happened. But allow me to thank my club president, the Honorable MP himself. I had a word with him before we came here, and look, the man has put in a lot of investment into this project. Yeah, so he made our life easy. He made coaching very easy. That's why I'm particularly singling him out at the moment.
See.
All right, and Mavira Vira, of course, the first club since 1984, where the fantastic, legendary Black Rhinos class of 84 managed the feat of winning the league at the first time of asking. Black Rhinos, of course, formed in 1982, winning the league in 1984. Scotland formed in 2024, winning the league in 2025.
Yeah.
They're barely 2 years old, and it is a spectacular feat, no matter how you cut it.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to Scotland, Mavira Vira. I mean, you take a look at that squad, the roster of players, the whole outfit, I think the whole operation that you call Scotland Football Club, I think they set the bar very high.
Yes.
In terms of the level of investment that should be made in a football club, both on and off the field. On, in terms of the quality that they brought, they literally brought through the best players in our league.
Yep.
They got God knows Murwira, captain of Caps United. They got Peter Mudua, a senior player from Highlanders. They brought in the likes of Kevin Moyo into the outfit. Dzuka Manja from Walter South Africa. Mosona. Walter Mosona for captain League from Simbabora. They brought in his older brother, Knowledge Mosona, after he left Saudi Arabia. Timon Machope. They brought in the young man from Caps United as well in midfield, Kingsley Moreremba. You know, you can go on. You can rattle on at least a dozen names, and those names would be the best players in our league. So was it a surprise that they won the league? Maybe not. I think the neutrals and the haters would have wanted Scotland to fail because they didn't want it to be so easy that a team can win promotion and then a team can just win the league just like that. And obviously one of the reasons why a lot of neutrals didn't want that to happen is because he plucked the best players
from their teams,
from their teams. and thereby weakened the teams. Would Caps United have been in a relegation dogfight if they'd still maintained Morwira and Kingsley Moreremba? I don't think so. Would Highlanders be in a relegation dogfight if they had kept Peter Mudua and the other players that were Lionel Chukwu and the other players that came from Highlanders? I don't think so. I think those teams are in a better place. And so that is where, of course, the hatred from the neutrals comes from for Scotland. They also invested heavily, Barry. You know, we talk about the on-field investment, but off the field as well, just in terms of player welfare. We also talk about, you know, on the medical side, the what is put there, the structure they put behind this team in terms of the executive and the way that they functioned. It was a training facility in Rua, which I think at the start of next season is going to be something to behold. And so those are the small things that make a big difference, because so what you do is you allow your players to focus on just the football.
On the football,
And that is exactly what their players did. For the likes of Knowledge Mosona to sign for Scotland, I think it's a sign that he's saying, you know what, I am comfortable in the knowledge that I'm going to meet standards that are maybe not as good as in Saudi Arabia, but that are acceptable. Just from
And I'm playing at home.
And I'm playing at home. And so that's what made it very attractive for players like Knowledge and Swinner. So congratulations to Scotland. And now the big job begins. Because now it's not just about dominating Zimbabwe. You've shown that you can do that. And you're probably going to do that for a couple of seasons if this trend is allowed. Someone has to stand up in the league. Two or three clubs have got to say, you know what, we're willing to throw money at this thing. We're willing to also compete in the transfer market. That's the only way that this story or this narrative changes. If they don't, they're going to dominate Zimbabwe football. But now they've got to look to the continent now. They've got to build a team that just doesn't dominate Zimbabwe football, but a team that can compete on the continent.
Before competing on the continent, they are at the moment celebrating what they've achieved here. Is this a model that we've seen now? Because Black Rhinos in 84 did it by buying the best and the brightest at that time and won the league. Scotland has come basically copy and paste and rinse and repeat and use the same sort of flow. Surely this is now a template.
Not a template necessarily. I think it's a strategy that we've even seen globally where teams will come in and basically scoop up what the best that they can from across the league when they either get promotion or when there's some significant funding that comes into the club. We do see it. We do see the impact. But I think generally when it comes to our football, there's a lot more that you need as well, especially from an institutional perspective. So we've seen the degree of organization that the club has. We have seen the investment in, I think, even just the people that they brought in to run the club. They took talent across from Highlanders. So they didn't just go in terms of the playing staff. I think from an administrative perspective as well, they did even, I think, on their board. I think it's their board chairman, if I'm not mistaken. Vice chairman. So they have...
Musa Gwasira.
Yes, they have brought in at various level people who've been there, done that. Let me say it that way. So it's one thing to bring in the players, but in our football, you've really got to make the investment, especially from an administrative perspective, which they managed to do as well. So it's a winning formula. Bring all the best talent across the organization, not just in terms of that playing style.
Alois, if I can sort of poke into your administrative eye, you played against Scotland. You're obviously from an administrative perspective. And you felt the impact of Scotland on the league. It's easy for us to sit back where we are ensconced as pundits in Division 1 to look at it and think that the effect of Scotland was inflationary on the league. Was it that way? Are players a little more demanding? Are you feeling pressure to remunerate players better, to make the welfare of players better? Is it all headed in the right direction?
I'm actually excited about it because on the player side, like you said, I play it, and when I see players being remunerated better, I'm excited about it. So I'm just hoping that the other clubs can actually come in and try to compete. As much as they're competing on the field of play, I want to see the competition also on that side as well.
Has Camps also done that?
My players, actually, yes. You know, at the end of the day, I want to see a situation whereby, you see, as a footballer, you want to play football. You want to play week in, week out. So right now, when you look at Scotland, there are a lot of players that were signed last season that didn't really get to kick the ball very much. So those are easy pickings for the other clubs. But when they pick them, they really have to come out and match, almost come close probably to those salaries that these boys were getting, even though they were not playing. You know, there can be a compromise here and there. So for me, for Scotland, it's actually a very tight situation that to maintain that, to retain that championship, they really need to be very, to be stronger than now, because those players are going to leave to join other clubs
to play football.
To play football, and they're going to be strong. You remember 1984, Rhinos did it, but what happened? The other three teams, Dynamos, Cape Islanders, they came stronger. They came back. And straight away, Dynamos wrestled the title back.
Right.
And they got it back after losing those players. So it can happen. So they really need to maintain that standard. By maintaining that standard, it helps us.
Yeah.
So that it lifts everybody up. So the standard goes up.
Yeah, and I totally agree with Alois. And I'll add another thing to say that, but what we must expect is another season of disruption.
Right.
In our Premier Soccer League. And I know we've both argued that they need to be clubs that need to stand up to Scotland in the transfer market. And then we also need to obviously get players from Scotland. But here's the thing. I do believe that players will be on the market from Scotland.
Yeah.
And that you might not even need to actually pay them high salaries. Why?
Yeah.
I do believe that Scotland is going to go shopping.
Yeah.
And they are going to offload, I believe, even as many as 10 players from this current squad that are going to be on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be players certainly that can be had on the market that are going to come out of Scotland, because I do believe he's going to say to himself, okay, we've won, but I need to get better because of where I'm going. So here's the thing. So whilst there's opportunity for shopping, however, he's also coming shopping.
Yes, for those that he saw this
season. He's coming shopping as well. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
He's coming shopping.
Yeah.
There are players that clubs are going to lose.
Simba
Bora, the clubs are going to lose players. The best players.
The Scotland of this world.
You're going to take a look at that, because Vajayanda Bakalenda, I'm telling you, half of them,
at least half.
So this is going to be another season of disruption.
Yeah.
It needs someone who can stand up immediately and say, right, guys, we are changing our whole model. Here's what we're going to do. We can't offer you the $2,000, $3,000 salaries. But what we can do is we can offer you a $1,500 salary.
Yeah.
We can offer you winning bonuses of this nature. We are not Scotland, but we're going to compete.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you a compelling reason for you to stay here and win things.
Play week in, week out.
And play week in, week out. Well, congratulations to Scotland. So they're at the top of the table. It is decided. At the bottom of the table, it's still very, very exciting. And the jury is still out. One of the teams that we've been tracking with keen interest, I know Chris has, is Dynamos. First half penalty from Captain Emmanuel July was enough to drag Harare Giants Dynamos out of the relegation zone as they edged Bikita Minerals 1-0 at Rufaro Stadium. Stadium yesterday. The victory, their first significant leap towards safety in weeks, moved Dynamos to 13th place on 37 points, level with Manica Diamonds, Chicken Inn and Highlanders, with only goal difference now separating the four sides in a tense final stretch of the season. They're out of the relegation zone, and in truth, Chris, if Kelvin Kaindu wanted to be any place at this time, going into the last two games of the season, it would be where he is right.
Yeah.
Listen, he would love to be a lot higher up, but where he is now, I'm sure he's grateful.
Absolutely, and he's pulled this team literally out of the relegation zone. I think when he joined, the club was, I think, sitting on 17th place. So just
And hopeless.
I think that's also quite key, because the performances were not coming together. We were taking a look at the playing staff, taking a look at the technical staff, and nothing was coming together. But he's come in, and I think that's always the mark of a good coach, just in terms of playing staff. It's not like he went off and bought a whole bunch of players.
No.
He's got the same playing staff, and he's got them tuned up and coming up against teams and, you know, pulling themselves up out of that relegation zone, which was a tough, tough fight. I think it's still mathematically possible that they could go down, but in terms of the body of work that we've seen from Kelvin Kaindu, I think the team out at Highlanders is going to be taking a look at this and saying, you know what, oopsie, that not the best of decisions.
Yeah, you know what, in that whole debate around the coach of the year, and I know it'll probably go to Tondela Ndiraya because he's won the title, but for me, not to demean his work, I would say that any decent coach worth their salt would probably have won the title with Scotland.
Probably
with the players that you've been given and the support that you're receiving. I think not to win a title in that setup would be criminal. but if I consider the work of Kaindu, what he's done, if Dynamo survives, what is it now? Is it 11 or 12 matches unbeaten? Nine of those in the league. And bringing Dynamo to the brink of despair now to the very precipice of hope. That for me is just, and we talk about the Dynamo story, the miracle of Kaindu, not in terms of result. Every time I've listened to us talking and I've listened to other people talk, they talk about the difference that Kaindu has made.
The impact
that he has made, the performance that you've seen. So this is a case of coaching. Sangapatinga Digital Coach of the Year. Let's not just consider one facet.
But for me, you make a fine point.
He'd be my coach of the year.
He makes a fine point, and then he goes
on to win the cup. He's my coach of the year.
Now I agree with that 100%. You know, sometimes we have got this situation whereby a coach finishes at number six and say, "Ah, try and a team again in green." But this is getting this team out of the mud. They were stuck in the mud, and like I said, hopeless.
I actually think
he was brave.
To take the job.
A coach of his caliber, to take that job, he was brave. You know, because of his image or whatever comes with it. And this is Dynamo.
He's a Highlander son.
That kind of history. Who was the coach? You understand? So that bravery, for me, it is.
It just shows me how he's very confident.
He's confident of himself. He looked at it and say, probably looked at the players and the team and like, I can do it.
That was bad. They're not bad.
For me, I think, if Tonde gets it, well and good.
If
Kaindu gets it, for me, well and good as well.
Full credit to the organisers of the Soccer Star of the Year competition. Let's give you the rest of your match day 32 Castle Lager Premier Soccer League results. Zimbabwe 1-1 draw with Highlanders. Zimbabwe having to get back into that game at Wadzanai. Highlanders taking an early lead in that one. Ascot Stadium, it was Tel 1-1, Green Fuel 1. Moors continuing their happy streak of results. There's just one loss in the last five games, but they won at the weekend 1-0 over Triangle and Gordon
State. Conspiracy theorists, but like Chris, I choose to tell you off air.
No, okay.
Regards, Moors.
Chicken in 1-1 draw.
There's no coincidence that Moors just goes off the boil for a certain stretch. and then all of a sudden
catches fire again.
Like they've just switched on a switch.
Yeah.
They catch fire again.
Catch fire again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll hear your conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Or fair. But I think you figure everyone who's listening sort of figured out
you've got half a brain.
You've got half a brain. Chicken in 1-1 draw with Caps United at Luveve. Manica Diamonds 1-0 winners over Ngezi Platinum Stars. Caps United, of course, nearly safe. I mean, they're sitting on 39 points in ninth position. Nearly safe. I think they just need a draw and they will definitely be safe for this season. Yada, 1-0 winners over Rentals, doing themselves a power of good going into the last two games. And then ZPC Kariba, 1-1 draw with the FC Platinum at Nyamunga. Meaning that the Northern region is well represented at the top of the Casalaga standings. Casalaga's Premier League standings. Champion Scotland, Northern region, 65 points. Moors, Northern region, 58 points. Third, Simbabura, Northern region, 57 points. Angezi Platinum Stars, Northern region, in fourth position, sitting on 54 points. The fifth position, Tel 1, who are on 53 points. In the relegation zone right now, if the league were to end today, Green Fuel, Triangle, Yada and Kwekwe United would be cut adrift. Yeah.
Just one question. Who won the league before Zimbabwe?
Ngezi.
Okay.
I listen to my radio. ZFM stereo. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
Start just local sports news roundup with some cricket. Zimbabwe relaunched their World Cup preparations with an inspiring display as they agonizingly went down by 9 runs while chasing a mountainous 210 in the third and final 200 T20 international against Afghanistan at the Harare Sports Club yesterday. The visitors took the series 3-0, having outplayed the hosts for the first and second T20 internationals. That indifferent campaign in the first two matches hurt the team's recent successes, casting doubt on the Chevron's competitiveness at the T20 World Cup, scheduled for India next year. In mixed martial arts news, Zimbabwe mixed martial arts fighter Temba Godimbo's quest for a first UFC victory was denied once again last night as he fell to a unanimous decision defeat against Jeremiah Wells at the UFC Vegas 110. The loss marks Godimbo's second consecutive setback in the octagon following a rapid first-round defeat late last year. 33-year-old welterweight went the distance this time, engaging in a competitive three-round battle, but the judges ultimately sided with his American opponent, scoring the fight 29-28 across the board for Wells. Finish off with some more football news. ZIFA have begun a CAF B refresher course in Harare to enable local football coaches to keep abreast with the changing football trends and update their knowledge in line with the latest CAF guidelines. The week-long program runs from this morning and will continue up to Friday. The course is being facilitated by ZIFA Head of Technical, Dominic Niozima, and also serves as a mentoring assessment platform for coach educators Wilson Tekede, Tafazwa Mashiri, Sitete Lwesibanda, and Joseph Sibindi, who will be assisting through the week as part of their own professional growth.
Ready for summer? Oh yeah, we are too. I got feelings.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play.
Right, let's give you a quick international sports news roundup, and we're talking rugby, where All Blacks head coach Scott Robertson was happy with the way his team fought through a scrappy first half as New Zealand recovered from a 10-point deficit to open their bid for an Autumn Nations Series Grand Slam with a hard-fought 26-13 victory over Ireland at Soldier Field in Chicago on Saturday.
Totally everything, didn't it? Got a bit of momentum in that second half and execute it and just get the pressure on them. We just couldn't execute enough in that first half. You know, gone to there 22-4 times, gave up a few line outs and lost a couple of Barretts. Got back into that second half and actually held the ball for a long period of time and got pressure back on them. So it was good. There was definitely two halves, wasn't there? And it was great to get some flow and just really pleased everyone that stepped up.
Well, a game of two halves, Chris. The Irish looking very decent in the first half.
Yes.
I think mainly because of their tactics. You know, kept it very attritional. Kept the All Blacks at an arm's length. And nearly got the job done, had they managed to control the second half.
Yeah, I think in that first half, they definitely looked like the better side. 10-0 lead, despite being down to 14 men. That was following a red card to their lock, Bernie. So they managed, I think, in that first part of the game to ensure that they were able at least to have some solid momentum. But I think just overall, the All Blacks were just way too much in this particular game.
Yeah, too much skill, Barry, especially in the second half. I think broken play, bringing in Damien McKenzie, and then the way he just linked up with Borden Barrett, and then obviously offloading to Wallace Setiti. It was the changes off the bench that actually made the impact for the All Blacks.
Yeah, the bench had a massive impact. I also think that the Irish perhaps got their tactics slightly off. I'm not sure whether they can play in any other way. Yes, they made it rather attritional, but with ball in hand, they were trying to play an All Black game. They were trying to play with a skill set, trying to play running rugby and all sorts, and that's suited the All Blacks to a T. And so I think that sort of let them down slightly. And when it comes to skills, listen,
Egos sometimes get in the way, Barry, of teams, and then they play into the All Blacks when they try and prove to the All Blacks that we are just as skilled as you.
Yeah. We can do what you can.
Every time teams do that, they get smacked.
Yeah, 100%.
Even when the Boks have done that, they get beat.
Yeah. Listen, we can go back into time. Other sports teams like the AC Milan's, the great AC Milan side, Barcelona. Anytime you try to match a team that has a culture, a way in which they play, you can't be the All Blacks better than the All Blacks are already there. Yeah. There's a place that's occupied. So I think try to be the best Irish side that you can be. Mm-hmm. Don't try and get your ego in the way and think to yourself, right, we want to show the world that, you know what, we can do better than they can do it. You're going to get smacked.
And I've seen England get sucked into that so many times, especially when they play against the All Blacks at Twickenham, where they try and prove that, hey, we can also play this open, expansive rugby. I think with the All Blacks, you just got to have to keep it structured. Uh-huh. Make it boring. That's your best chance of actually winning. The rest of the weekend's November International Test. Australia thumped by an England side that looked very good. South Africa too good for Japan, 61-7. And then the fighting Scots, the brave Scots actually, beating the United States of America 85-0.
Hi, I'm JC Creel, Springbok and Blue Bulls backline player. You are listening to ZFM Sports.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Let's kick off in Mumbai, where India celebrated a watershed moment in sporting history after the women's cricket team won their first World Cup crown following a 52-run win over South Africa. And in doing so, they added a women's trophy to the country's four men's World Cup titles. In Paris, Jannik Sinner has regained his tennis number one ranking after winning the Paris Masters title by beating Felix Auger-Aliassime in the French capital final. In New York, Kenya swept the men's and women's podium at the New York City Marathon as Benson Kipruto survived a thrilling sprint finish in 2 hours, 8 minutes and 9 seconds, and Helen Obiri won the women's race in a course record 2 hours, 19 minutes and 51 seconds. And in Florida, Devin Booker collected 28 points and 13 assists. Grayson Allen had 17 points and 5 three-pointers as the host Phoenix Suns dealt the San Antonio Spurs the first loss of the NBA season in a decisive 130-118 victory night.
You've got the idea, the hustle, the dream to shape your tomorrow. But it takes a partner to turn that hustle into a global success story. The European Union and Zimbabwe are working together as partners to connect local farmers to international markets, to help entrepreneurs access finance, and to support innovators with the skills they need. Find out more by searching for EU and Zimbabwe on social media.
Ready for summer? Yes!
CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Let's go to the messages on the Fan Zone, and there are lots of them that's been coming in. And we'll read and congratulations to India women. Vakanyara Zanika Yose Pania 2023 and Chile Panotanga season. Inovanda Kutanga and the Itovene 6-point lead because Kutamba ne Toto Kutambisa time from Slim T Hazard.
So what you're saying, the Tottenham is a banker. 6 points. that's a bit premature.
Azi, bra, Mike, Blawaya, this off-air thing is getting old.
He's upset.
As we're not having it.
We'll text you the story, bra, Mike.
As make a podcast, guys. Come on. Congratulations to Scotland for clinching their 2025 Castellaga Premier League title. And the interesting is back-to-back as I highlight as follows. Ndiraya coach completes back-to-back titles with Zimbabwe and now Scotland. It's now back-to-back titles as in lettered S teams to clinch the titles. Zimbabwe and Scotland. That is Love Mokashao in Kuwadzana 1.
Yeah, he's the first coach to do it. Back-to-back teams, back-to-back titles with different teams. So congratulations to him. Well done to Stunt.
And Emmanuel Ziocha, 14 assists and 4 goals so far. Surely he should be a soccer star's list this year. I actually have Ziocha more than just on the list. Mm-hmm. I have him on the podium.
Yeah,
for some
on the podium.
Oh,
but
really?
Not necessarily
the man. I'm not too sure. I'm still conflicted about whether he's the guy. Best player in the league. Because for me, the way I look at it, I look who's the best player in the league. Yeah. The best player.
Do you know what? I think, and this is just from judging how our panel usually goes, the worst thing to happen for Walter Msona was the arrival of his brother. Had Walter remained a single act at Scotland and they won the league like this, him as captain, they would have voted.
I can't see Walter.
I can't see it.
And then now he can't.
Even before his brother came, he wasn't sparkling. Mm-hmm. There was nothing that was going on there that was fantastical.
Our voters, Vane Karis and Sibayas.
Yeah.
I feel like that vote
was
done
star
in
the year last
parts.
Season.
Yeah. It was Walter.
Yeah. I don't think he's done enough.
Not this team.
To even be in the top 11.
Yeah,
I don't think he's done enough for me. I don't think so.
Now he's a substitute. But like Bale said, that's how they vote. In the first 11, he might sneak in. But I don't think he's on the podium.
I think it'll be at a cost for guys who have really put in the shape.
I'll tell you two guys that will be on the podium according to what, how, and the way they operate. It's Ziocha and Jalai.
I think so.
Yeah, I think
Jalai,
so.
Absolutely.
I think there's
Jalai could be holding a big trophy at the end.
I can get behind that.
Well, the campaign has begun.
Yes, I saw it.
There seems to be a campaign for
and he's the player of the month, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Do I think he's been the best player in the league for the entire season? I don't think so. Because I don't think he was particularly great at the start of the season. There were other standout players.
And the
thing with us is that we tend to forget the players that did well from sort of like March
to
September.
Those Moors players.
We forget those Moors players. Them, so players like Billy Veremo, like Abu Bakar.
Navaya.
Banda. Banda. We're going to forget those players. Simply because, you know what? where we're going to take a look at. I think Machope might be on the podium.
He'll be on the podium, yeah.
He might be on the podium, Machope.
Can I do that when I go?
Who's the top
goal
scorer? Who's the top goal scorer? Who's the top goal scorer?
It's Washi Andy West in Novae.
I think he makes the
podium. I think he leads Machope by 2 goals.
I think if he bags the golden boot, I think he gets...
You'll be on the podium.
I think Malavaya will be on the podium.
He'll be on the podium.
If he wins the golden boot.
Machope doesn't
care, doesn't in the last two catch up.
What
because game? He has also gone off the boil a bit.
And also,
the challenge is watching the Scotland game yesterday, the teammates of Machope are looking for goals for him.
Yeah.
You'll find that they'll get into positions and they're trying to set him up. He should have actually had about 3 or 4 goals yesterday, but the keeper was in furious form. Nice headers, but keep watching
Fiesta. Yeah, I'm sure they're trying to push for that.
They're trying for that goal.
So it'll be interesting. Goalkeepers.
But my goalkeeper needs to be something my piece.
Do you know who I think has been?
I think
he has
done
well. Do you know who's been a really good goalkeeper?
Tell me, Tafiri Muta.
Yes. The Dynamo. Yes.
The Dynamo
goalkeeper, guys.
Good.
He has been. There was games.
Sometimes he stood alone.
He won. He's pulled off some outstanding saves.
Yes.
Then there's Colin, the guy from ZPC Kariba. I think he's been not a goalkeeper. He's one of the Colin. He's been good for ZBC Kariba, and unfortunately, I think players like him might not get the nod because of where they play. So I think he's one from ZBC Kariba. You also have Zeka at Triangle.
I think he'll suffer
because of where he plays and his team, but he's been outstanding. Colin Mulea.
Yes,
from ZPC Kariba. He's the player. Talent Shamboko from Yezi Platinum Stars.
He's been good.
I hope he doesn't suffer from recency bias because he's been one of the standout players as well.
He was.
So there are a lot of, how about young players?
Tando Wenya could have been.
Tando, yes, and he stayed.
He
reminds me of Bruce Kangwa. You know, when Bruce Kangwa left to go to Tanzania, he was going to be soccer star of the year. He didn't even make the calendar, if I remember.
Yeah.
But let's not forget the way we fought. Scotland 11.
Who are these three, though?
From Scotland.
I see only time on Machope. And...
Guys, I'm telling you, we're going to see...
Do you know who I'll tell you? Who's surprised? Kevin Moyle.
Kevin Moyle will probably be there.
Because I heard some people saying that he's the one player who plays almost every minute of the... Imagine, you cannot campaign using that, my
God. He's a safe player.
All right, let's before we go to the beautiful game, Alois, I'm going to ask. It says... Evening world-class sports team. A question for Mike. I don't know why it's for me. Did Roy Barreto win the league with both Zim Saints and Boss? If yes, who else besides him and Mapes have achieved that feat since independence? Lastly, can Lady C shed light on the NBA? Is my beloved Milwaukee Bucks good enough this season? Babaro passing as a two. I don't think he won the league with the Islanders.
No.
He won with Zim Saints. 88.
I think Islanders won the league.
90.
Eddie May. I think after a long time.
No. Eddie May was later.
After Mthembe.
They won it in 1990. Okay. Islanders. And then won it in 1993.
I was talking about that period when they won it.
It was first of all Raman
Gumbo. Four in a row.
Raman Gumbo won the first two. And then he was infamously dismissed, I think, Raman Gumbo, after losing, was it to Green Buffaloes in the second game of the season, if you remember.
Islanders are good.
They're good at messing up.
Yeah.
So he's won back-to-back titles. Yes. He loses to Green Buffaloes. I guess they thought we shouldn't be losing. And then Eddie May comes in, and he won 2 titles in a row. So because I think Raman did the 98 to 98-99. And then, remember, we reverted back to our normal thing.
Yes.
And then Raman Gumbo won 2000. Then Eddie May won 2001 and 2002.
Yes, those are the four back to back. Roy Barreto, I got a win of South Africa.
Roy Barreto didn't win with Ireland.
For Ireland Pirates, I got a win. Yeah, I think that's the. So that's your question answered.
Right, let's talk Liverpool. Who won for a difference?
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He scored. He always does. He always will. Nothing more certain.
And all the game-changing moments.
Can he find a way through? You bet he can. That is top, top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
Big Verge, captain of Liverpool, he's hit out at ridiculous takes and ridiculous takes and negative outside noise which he and his teammates have had to cope with during their recent losing streak as the Reds finally got back to winning ways against Aston Villa, winning 2-0 at Anfield.
Some of them takes are absolutely ridiculous, but you have to deal with that. It's sort of outside noise that obviously can reach certain players, the group. It's about sticking together. And obviously, I think over the last couple of games, I've been saying, because obviously I have to do media duties all the time, I've been saying quite a lot of the same things, and maybe people get bored of it. Our fans, I mean, got bored of it over the last couple of weeks. But that's the only way. You know, we're not going out there on the pitch to lose games. We're not going out there to be disappointed after games or leave fans disappointed going home. You know, we want to work our socks off and win games, but it's not a guarantee. You play in the Premier League, you play on the highest level, in the biggest league in the world. And it's difficult, obviously, to stay calm, but you have to.
See.
Virgil van Dijk, the alloy, is talking about the fact that the team looked better. There seemed to be a better balance. And in truth, it's hard to argue with him because we saw the balance of the team. We could see that Liverpool was looking better, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. It has been a while since you saw Liverpool being like a solid unit, trying to play.
The pressing was back.
I was always talking about they seem to be slower. There's something that is happening at Liverpool that I don't understand. And they were not pressing enough, they were not pressing high enough, even the pressing was not quick enough. But you can actually feel the energy that they had in this particular game. So it's not about the players and the quality, it's about the attitude and the way to play. They just need to fix that. And once they fix that, they can actually start winning games. There was some attitude or some psychological problem probably that was happening, because you can feel that if they switch on and they start getting to where they were, they can still, because they're still a good team. And for me, I think even their attack is actually very solid, very strong. They've got very able players, but there's probably maybe the rotation and the changes that happened up front.
I
think probably that affected them, but probably you can actually see now it's slowly coming back.
Yeah, 2-0 result was the same scoreline that Arsenal got against Burnley. Fulham, 3-0 winners over Wolves. Wolves has subsequently fired their coach, Vitor Pereira, and are in search of a new coach, saying that it'll be a familiar face when they make the appointment. Chelsea, 1-0 winners over Tottenham. Nottingham Forest, 2-2 draw with Manchester United. Manchester United needing a late equaliser to get back into that game. And then Man City, 3-1 winners over Bournemouth. Man City, for me, looking like... Now I can say that they look like they're back. I saw control. I saw a Man City side that was imperious, that was imposing over a very good Bournemouth side. So I can definitely say that
Haaland is back.
Haaland's been back.
Is he still in your fantasy?
No. There was a time when he was on the kind of level, especially last season.
Yeah, last season.
When I saw him this game, there was a video that I saw him running, sprinting up the mountain, like a video that went viral. At the top layer, that's not fair. Yes, I saw that. Haaland in this game.
That Haaland was back. Arsenal lead the standings, 25 points. Man City in second on 19. Liverpool is in third on 18 after a disastrous run. And then fourth position, Bournemouth 18, Tottenham.
I'll tell you what's more disastrous.
Yeah.
My fantasy.
What happened with your fantasy?
Bad. Was it very bad?
I think I have to announce to the public that the team...
That you're talking,
Jesus is taking the wheel.
The team... formerly known as Real Trabubblers has folded
due to financial constraints.
And will not be able to meet fulfill its fixtures for the rest of the season.
What a
bitch.
You know,
now just score 15 below the average. That's not for you.
With me, I've been carried. You know, sometimes I forget about my team and it's just on free, like
on free play.
Yeah, on free play.
On autopilot.
Yeah, and I think I've been held fame by Arsenal and Haaland.
Okay.
Because they, Saka and Gabriel.
Isn't that bad? Hey,
it's terrible.
Well,
how many points did you score this week?
And Haaland.
Let me just confirm for you, but it's
I got 80 this week.
Ndaga Vuda and Zuruga.
Yeah.
Just as I was going to bed, Ndakato Funduka. And you actually swipe up the app it off. And what's going on?
And because I didn't check my team that much, I actually have 3 injuries that have been in my first 11 and I didn't even know.
I am in free fall.
What are you guys doing here?
I am in free fall.
Shucks, I got one above the averages.
I'm in free form.
No, I just didn't play fantasy this week.
I had my transfers today. I had 5 free transfers.
On our own, like, league, Primera 263, I'm near the bottom there. I am. Like, in fact, the guy who was at the bottom is within striking distance. he could gazap me this next match day.
What number are you?
I would say. I'm 50, I think, over here. No, but I'm 150. I'm 55.
You're 55.
On a local Primera.
Okay. On Primera, I'm number 11.
There's a big difference between 32 and 55. I hope you realize.
You're not making him feel
like
better.
50 places between.
I'm number 11 on Primera. So I'm doing. I'm not doing.
Unless you know somebody like, because you do this every season.
And then on the Z Fantasy League, I think I'm 1,400.
Then I want to win 4 or 5 more points. Then I don't see a pass. But imagine the two days. I'm gonna power my runs. I just told him so. 22 November. Then about I'm gonna do it first day.
We gotta go. But this is a time of
disaster. What I'm gonna tell him about?
This is not a fantasy. Anyway, we've got Champions League update tomorrow. Don't miss the show. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manande, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know.
All the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top 3 player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Muddleton. You can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z-Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.